Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show, where we invite e-commerce entrepreneurs, marketers, and agencies to talk about e-commerce, the best strategies and tactics, and what to implement in your own e-com store. Before we jump into this episode, I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode. Klaviyo and OmniSend. Today I'm gonna compare the two largest e-commerce email marketing software platforms out there based on 12 different things, so quite many, and this will be a pretty detailed comparison of the two tools. If you don't know, Klaviyo has been around for around 15 years now. They are even in the New York Stock Exchange, so it's a large company. It's worth more than $10 billion, while OmniSend is a smaller company coming from Europe, but at this stage, actually, they are getting more and more customers from Klaviyo, and actually their newest ad campaign is pretty interesting. I will put the image here. As you can see, there is a fierce competition between the two tools now. But in this video, let's talk about the specifics. So I will go to my computer and let's see how the two tools really compare and which one ranks better. So the first thing is automations and workflow builder. So when it comes to Klaviyo, I really like how flexible and how customizable workflow builder is. And you can add time delays, you can update profile properties. You cannot do this with OmniSend. You can add webhooks, so you can integrate third-party tools easily with Klaviyo and really have them as a trigger for a new automation. And you can also add third-party events from its integration. So it's really flexible, it's really customizable. Also, you can use the flow library of Klaviyo. There you can find dozens of different flow templates. I would say the templates itself, they are pretty basic, and these are not long flows, just 2-3 maximum 4 emails, but this is always a good start, and actually the flow library is always a good start to build your next automation. In your flows you can also SMS and you can add push notifications, so you can add multiple channels to your flow. OmniSend, however, it's a bit different. I would say it's easy to use, so it's very beginner friendly. If you are doing this for the first time, you can use templates, and there are different flow templates that you can actually use. So cart abandonment, browser abandonment, post purchase. I would add that Klaviyo has a bit more templates in the flow library, and also OmniSend, they have no webhooks that you can use in your flows as triggers, and you can not dynamically update the profiles in your email flows. So it can do the main things, and you cannot dynamically tag your recipients or add internal notifications either. So I would say OmniSend does the job, but Klaviyo is definitely more advanced, however more technical as well, while OmniSend is just more simple. It does the job faster, but you can customize it much less than in Klaviyo. So for me, Klaviyo wins this battle. Next one is the opt-in process and pop-ups in these two tools. Actually, in my agency, we typically use none of these tools. We prefer pop-up software tools, but if we have to compare them, I would say Klaviyo pop-ups are pretty basic. They improve this optionality a lot in the recent years. You can use text, images, even GIFs you can add. You can A-B test your forms. These days you can even track the revenue coming from these A-B tests. You can also build multi-step forms using Klaviyo, so you can ask for an email address and then a phone number. However, there is no gamification, and for example, you cannot add a lucky wheel type of pop-up. When it comes to OmniSend, actually there are more pop-up templates in OmniSend and form styles. There is some gamification as well, and that's actually pretty cool. Many stores, they use it. Scratch cards and Wheel of Fortune, all of these. However, there is no A-B testing of forms in OmniSend, which is an important optionality. I would say for me, OmniSend wins this game. So yeah, OmniSend wins here. The next one is an important genuine, so the campaign builder of Klaviyo and OmniSend. When it comes to Klaviyo, I think one drawback is that you cannot send an email and an SMS and a push notification in one campaign, and in OmniSend it's possible. Also, SMS is available only in certain countries when it comes to an SMS campaign. And as you will see, Klaviyo's campaign functionality, it builds on its segmentation capabilities a lot, so that's something super important. I would say overall, the campaign builder of Klaviyo is better than OmniSend, so it's almost a tie, but for me, Klaviyo wins this one. The next one is quite crucial, because as a data-driven marketer, you want to track the results of your emails and campaigns and flows, and you want to split test over time and see what works better. And actually, Klaviyo does a great job with this, so you can A-B test many different things, and you can really customize your A-B test, so you can decide what section of the whole list will get your variation A, variation B, and for how many hours you want to test the variations, and then the software will decide which one is better, and then you can send out only the winning variation to the rest of your list. And you can also run A-B tests in your email flows, you can even schedule these, you can see the revenue coming from your A-B test, so it's just so amazing. You can test subject lines, layout, call to action, sending time, a lot of different things. So yeah, it's just so deep, it's amazing. However, OmniSend did a half-ass job here, I would say. So for OmniSend, you cannot A-B test pop-ups, and you cannot A-B test inside your emails, the content. You can only test your subject lines and your sender names. So mainly these affect your open rates, but you cannot really affect your click rates inside one campaign or one flow. So there is no content testing. For me, clearly the winner here is just Klaviyo when it comes to A-B testing. The next one is important for those who manage emails on a daily basis. So this is the email builder. And actually this is the category where it's just so hard to stand out for a software company. You really have to know the email builders, the marketers, how they use the platform. When it comes to Klaviyo, I think that email builder is pretty good. It's not the best on the market, but it's definitely good. So you can hide blocks if you want, and you can hide it only for mobile or desktop. Also, that email builder, it separates mobile and desktop, so you can build these separately for the same email campaign, which is just so good. Also, there are ways to use dynamic blocks, and product recommendations in your emails. And you can also integrate it with Klaviyo reviews. So there are so many dynamic content blocks you can use. However, I think it's less intuitive than other tools. I found OmniSend more intuitive as an email builder. More templates are available. I think simply the UX is easier to use. It's also faster to use. However, you cannot hide blocks in the builder of OmniSend. So for me, the winner here is OmniSend when it comes to the email builder. The next one is segmentation and how you can use customer data, subscriber data. So Klaviyo is famously known about this thing, and I truly think this was the number one thing why they grew so fast in the Shopify ecosystem, because you can get so much data about your subscribers, you can slice and dice this data, and you can use it in so many ways for your segmentation and flow triggers. So just a few functionalities, you can use engagement-based segmentation, but you can get really deep, so you can check what somebody did, what's the time horizon of their actions, what are the properties of the person, location, you know, and a lot of different features. You can add custom parameters. Also, Klaviyo has predictive features such as predictive lifetime value of the customer, what will be the future order value that this customer will get, the total lifetime value, what's the predicted gender of this subscriber. So many things. And now you can use RFM segmentation. They just rolled out with their CDP platform a couple years ago. So yeah, just so much functionalities, like, you know, you can get lost in those functionalities so fast. In the meantime, OmniSend, it also has a good reporting. You can see the revenue, and actually they improved a lot in this section. However, I think they are still lagging behind Klaviyo. So you can track revenue, the major KPIs of email campaigns, email flows, your total account. You can see your list growth, your segment growth, but there is limited availability of segmenting features, and there is no predictive modeling. They don't really have a customer data center like Klaviyo. So definitely Klaviyo is the winner in this category. The next category is analytics. So Klaviyo has a strong analytical and reporting feature. You can create custom reports. You can slice and dice your data as you wish. You can benchmark your KPIs against your competitors in the same niche. So you can benchmark inside Klaviyo, which is just so amazing. And you can create these performance breakdown reports based on campaigns, flows, different other types. There is a deliverability report. It's also available in OmniSend, but in Klaviyo it's more detailed. You can see what flows and campaigns have a relatively high bounce rate. So it really raises the flag if you have to change something. And you can also see what links people click in a certain campaign. It's just some of the features that are just so amazing. When it comes to OmniSend, there is a clean dashboard. It's easy to use, especially if you are a beginner. Definitely the learning curve is shorter than for Klaviyo. However, it's less customizable as well. In OmniSend, you can also see revenue attribution and channel breakdowns, which is pretty useful. But for me here, still Klaviyo is the winner. Number 8 is other marketing channels. So here, Klaviyo has SMS marketing and push notifications. However, this is only web notifications in your browser. And also, SMS is available only in certain countries. A few years ago, it was only US, Canada. Now it's available in much more countries, probably 30, 40 plus. However, it's still mostly in Australia, New Zealand, US, Canada, and European countries. In the meantime, OmniSend SMS is available in the whole world. In any countries, you can use it. And also, they have app notifications as well. So it's just simply more impressions. So for me, here, the clear winner is OmniSend. And now let's get to be technical again. So integrations. So when it comes to Klaviyo, it has probably the most integrations in the whole Shopify app ecosystem. It literally integrates with almost everything that just matters in this ecosystem. You can connect with any kind of e-commerce store. Even if you are custom coded, BigCommerce, Magento, whatever, you can connect it. And if you have some issues, they will help you in that. They have a strong tech team in the background who can help you with that. And also, there are just so many apps that are directly built on Klaviyo these days, even some AI tools that we use, for example, Klaviyo and Shopify. So yeah, Klaviyo is just so strong in this field. And also, you can use triggers for your email flows and metrics, which come from these third-party tools. So for example, if somebody leaves a review, then you can send a certain flow email to your recipient. OmniSend also has a wide range of integrations, but I think it cannot compete with Klaviyo. And also, there are just less options to launch your flows based on third-party integrations. So definitely, Klaviyo is the winner here for integration. The next one is actually support, especially human support. So when it comes to Klaviyo, I remember back in the old days, they had an amazing support. It was just so fast. You could reach out to a human person in real time. But these days, live chat is limited to certain users. And also, they have this AI chatbot thing, which honestly, it's not very helpful. They send you to their resources. So I think their support quality has declined. I'm pretty sure it's because of their huge exponential growth. But I want to give this to OmniSend because just today I reached out to them. And after a quick AI chat exchange, they immediately sent a human person to me after 5 minutes. So it was very helpful. So OmniSend is the clear winner here when it comes to support. The next one is pricing. So actually, both platforms, they offer a free package to you if you are just starting out. However, Klaviyo, they limit this to a few hundred subscribers. And also, you get free support only in your first 60 days after subscription. Then you have to sign up for a paid plan to keep getting their support. While OmniSend, they provide support forever, even if you are in the free package. Also, once you get to the paid package, so Klaviyo is twice as much expensive as OmniSend for the same size of list, not even talking about SMS marketing. I would recommend Klaviyo to those businesses who make around $50,000-$60,000 per month, and growing businesses, not answering unstable businesses. And if your store is smaller, then you can give a shot to OmniSend to start with. It's cheaper, it's reliable, it's more simple to use and learn than Klaviyo. So it's perfect as a first CRM and email tool for a small e-com store. And also I would stick to OmniSend if you sell lower ticket items for 20, 30 bucks. That's your AOV. And you have a large number of subscribers, but their individual value is not high. So you would pay a lot to Klaviyo for a relatively low value coming from subscribers. In that case, I would also use OmniSend. Number 12 and the last one. So ease of use and the learning curve, especially for beginner guys. So here Klaviyo definitely takes more time, and that's why someone can build a huge team and a huge agency on this, because it's complicated, but it can deliver a huge value to e-commerce businesses. And OmniSend is just easier to learn. Even a business owner of a small business can learn it and use it. It really does the 80-20, but not even large stores, but couple million dollars per year revenue stores, they don't use OmniSend. It's just rare, especially in Western markets. So they rather stick to Klaviyo for a reason. But ease of use, learning curve, I give this to OmniSend. And it also means it's less customizable. So pros and cons, right? I give learning curve and ease of use to OmniSend. Okay, so let's wrap it up about Klaviyo and OmniSend and how they compare to each other. Actually, there were 12 categories, 6 were won by OmniSend, 6 were won by Klaviyo. So yeah, I cannot say which one is better. I'm more biased towards Klaviyo, but because we used for more than 100 clients over 6 years, and we are also a platinum partner of this tool. This is perfect for larger stores making at least $1 million in revenue. Once you hit an 8-figure revenue, definitely go with Klaviyo. It's deeper. You have the resource to hire someone to manage it, or having an email marketing team. So it's more massive. Also, a bigger business needs more data about their customers. You really want to optimize the subtle things, because it makes the big difference between two competitors these days. So you want to dive into data, you want to A/B test, you want to set up segments, so all the nine yards basically. While if you are a smaller business, I would go with OmniSend, especially you have price considerations, and especially if you want to learn it yourself, you are the business owner or the marketing manager, you want to go fast, OmniSend really does the job. So you can start with that, and then you can shift towards Klaviyo once it makes sense financially, and also you have the resources to manage Klaviyo. And finally, I will put the link of Klaviyo and OmniSend as well into the description, so you can sign up guys there. It's our affiliate links, so that would really help us as a partner as well. And I wish happy cash flow to everyone, whatever tool you use, and see you in my next video.